This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. It's been 4 years to the day since a gunman opened fire at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, killing 20 children and 6 staff members. In the months and years following the mass shooting, conspiracy theories have surfaced, claiming the shooting never happened and that it was a scam set up by politicians and gun control advocates. Reeves Weideman is a contributing editor for New York Magazine. He's written about how these conspiracy theories have affected the family of the youngest shooting victim. He joins me now. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
Your first story centered on Lenny Posner. He's the father of 6-year-old Noah, the youngest of the victims, as we've said. Tell us how he got caught up in fighting the people he calls the Sandy Hook hoaxers.
Lenny has an interesting background. He himself admits that prior to Sandy Hook, he was a conspiracy theorist. So when Sandy Hook happened, more or less instantaneously, within days, some of the same people who maintained theories about 9/11 and other conspiracies identified Sandy Hook as a quote-unquote false flag attack. And so Lenny was kind of tuned into this. He was tuned into the conspiracy theorist world. And so more quickly than many of the people in Newtown, he was aware that on the internet there were rumors that said that his son didn't die, that none of the 20 children were killed. And since then, the problem has kind of only gotten worse.
And Lenny Posner, Noah's dad, tried to at first engage the Sandy Hook hoaxers. He wound up spending a lot of time, an enormous amount of time, trolling them back online. He had some success by his own definition, I think, as I read it in your pieces. But there was clearly a personal cost. Do you think he feels as though he won in some way? Is he satisfied with the outcome if he can be in this tragic situation?
Certainly not. You know, I think he's still, as all the parents are, they're still devastated. I think Lenny's gotten some satisfaction out of being able to fight back. You know, his wife, Veronique, in the aftermath, she was one of a number of families who advocated for gun control. Lenny found this as his campaign, as a way to kind of fight back and to help protect his son's legacy.
Conspiracy theories are really nothing new, probably as old as the Republic, but you link their current proliferation with the rise in power of the internet. Given your own research, where do you see the trend heading?
Nowhere good, I don't think. The internet's done a couple of things. One, it's made it much easier to create conspiracy theories and to propagate information about them. In Sandy Hook, a lot of the material is 3 seconds from a YouTube clip purporting to show something and completely stripped of context. Sure, it could show something weird, but if you put it back in context, there's nothing strange. So the internet has just made it so much easier where if you go back decades, there just simply wasn't that much material. So that's one problem. The other problem is that it's just a lot easier to connect with like-minded people, where before you might have felt that you were sort of a paranoid person sitting in your basement. Now you can be a paranoid person sitting in your basement and find out that there's thousands of other people who have similar doubts to you. So I think it's made people a little more kind of aggressive in talking about these things.
So as you write today, the Trump victory makes Posner's experience particularly poignant. Trump has embraced Alex Jones, the nation's leading promoter of conspiracy theories. He claims to have an ear of the president-elect. Donald Trump has praised Jones. And even after the election, Jones says Trump called to thank him for his support. So what can we expect the state of conspiratorial thinking to be in the Trump era?
Donald Trump has never said that he believes Sandy Hook was a hoax, but he has sort of not separated himself from it, and kind of selectively so. As I talk about in the piece today, early in the primary, there was a preacher in Florida who had talked about Sandy Hook being a hoax in the past. He introduced Trump at a rally. The Trump campaign crowed about it. A little while later, several media outlets reported the connection, and the Trump campaign immediately said, we did not know about this person's beliefs, and we do not agree with them. So there he was sort of rejecting it. Fast forward to Alex Jones, he could have just as easily said the same thing. This preacher in Florida had a small congregation in one part of the state. Alex Jones has a big audience. So it seems to me that the president-elect tends to embrace these theories when he can use them to his benefit, and I would suspect that that will continue.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Reeves Weideman is a contributing editor for New York Magazine. For a link to his article today, visit WNYC.org.